on those early trips, it was like going to another planet, of course. You had all the drama of having been separated, but also a very poor and also a very authoritarian country was the general impression you got. Now, we had already met Zhou Enlai, of course, who was also at the meeting, and he was an elegant Mandarin, charismatic figure who spoke beautiful phrasing and at some length on various issues, very well prepared. And Mao was a total opposite. Mao was more like a tough peasant revolutionary, which he was, a union dock worker type. He was quite gruff, but had a force of will that attracted you immediately. The more the trip went on and the subsequent meetings with Zhou Enlai over many days, we realized Mao, seemingly in a casual way, but obviously in a very calculated way, had touched on the major issues enough to give the general direction of Chinese policy, which Zhou Enlai in subsequent meetings could spell out and elaborate.